Now let's take a look at roof tiles that adorn the roofs of buildings in Goryeong from the Taegaya period to the Joseon period. Roof tiles protect and embellish roofs. Depending on how they were designed and made, we can estimate when they were made. Mainly used in the construction of palaces and government buildings, roof tiles along with bricks are an artifact symbolizing the identity of an ancient country. An earthenware kiln site discovered in Songnim-ri, Goryeong, dating back to the time of Taegaya, and the earthenware in lotus motif bricks and regular bricks excavated there tell us that bricks were used in construction from the time of Taegaya, and that Taegaya adopted Buddhism. The bricks with lotus patterns on the wall to the left were discovered in Songnim-ri. Clay blocks were imprinted with lotus patterns and baked to produce those. The roof tiles and lotus motif antifixes below those are Taegaya artifacts found in palatial sites, Jisan-ri, Goa-ri, and Chusan Fortress. Now look further to the left at the roof tiles found in Goryeong, dating back to the United Silla period. The types of roof tiles used depend on the position and shape of the roof being tiled. From the basic ones are concave and convex tiles displayed at the top covering the bulk of a roof being tiled, with the eaves decorated with antifixes. There are also various types of traditional Korean roof tile, including jeokse, chakgo, chimi, and bugo.